What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011. So I guess that's 2211, for those of you who like the shorthand version. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week. Dan is in our control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're still dealing with occasional dropouts on our signal. Not sure where it's happening. I do know that two of the internet backbone servers in Vancouver, where some of our Hawaii cables come ashore, they're down, or they're reported down. I mean, the infrastructure is decaying pretty much all over the country, which sort of brings us to the story I want to lead off here with. If our show should happen to simply vanish somewhere during the following 2 hours, it seems that Texas is undergoing rolling electrical blackouts. And as a matter of fact, I understand RBN was actually off the air earlier today when the power to their systems was cut. The story we are getting is that there's an unexpected surge in electrical demand in Texas because of the freezing weather. And in order to meet the EPA mandated limits on greenhouse gases to fight global warming, they're doing these rolling blackouts. In other words, in order to fight global warming, they're going to let you freeze. That's the thinking. On that stupidity alone, we should be in the streets rioting the way the Egyptians are. But that seems to be their thinking, and this all goes back to that whole carbon tax nonsense. Al Gore is, again, he's back in the news saying, oh yes, global warming is why we have really cold weather. They're still trying to sell you that snake oil. And you know something? You should be insulted that they think you're really that stupid that you don't remember how last October they were predicting a mild winter, and now that we're getting slammed, they say, oh yeah, that's the theory of global warming. You've got to give us a carbon tax. And they just keep pounding it at you and think that you will actually forget, you know, your own common sense and just go along with the snake oil here. So, you know, plus of course, remember when they were doing rolling blackouts in California was to run the electrical prices up. It was the heyday of Enron. So Texas may be doing that. The people in Texas are being told there's less electricity, so you're going to have to pay more for it. In other words, it's another way of simply gouging the people to get them to pay more for less. That seems to be the American way right now. Prices are going up, and if you look very carefully, the actual quantity of the product you're getting is getting less and less and less. It's not your imagination. The packages are shrinking just a little bit. And you know, that's what's going on down in Texas. Plus, you know, even under the best of interpretations, where they're saying, oh, well, we've got to protect our grid here by doing the rolling blackouts, it simply underscores what I've been saying all along. The infrastructure of the United States of America has been allowed to deteriorate. We're spending all of our money on Israel. We're spending all of our money on the war machines. We're spending all of our money on airport scanners that give you cancer and allow the TSA to have a giggle at your expense. And there's no money for the roads, no money for the rails, no money for the electrical system, no money for internet, no money for anything that the people actually need. We are actually in the same circumstance as the people of Egypt. The money is taken from us, and it goes to the bankers, goes to the IMF, goes to the corrupt, goes to the little scammers, goes to security, goes to all this other stuff, and there's nothing left over to actually take care of the people. You know, here in the United States, the wealth inequality is greater than it is in Egypt. And, you know, the Egyptians are standing up and saying, enough with this nonsense. If you're not going to take care of our infrastructure, then you are fired. You are fired. You are fired, and you are fired. Alrighty. So we're coming up here on the end of our first segment here. When we come back, we are going to get back into the situation in Egypt. It is continuing to deteriorate over there. It is getting worse. It is now turning violent. Mubarak could not bluff his way into staying into power. Now he's just gone to outright despotic tyranny, violence against the people. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're obviously, Egypt continues to dominate the story. Now, during yesterday's program, we were watching as Hosni Mubarak played a pre-recorded speech. In hindsight, he was very wise to do so, where he basically got up, he bashed the freedom movement, called them all kinds of bad names, and then said, if you will let me stay in power to the end of my term, I promise I will not run for election again. And this was supposed to calm everything down. And certainly, if you were listening to the American media, they were saying, oh, this is a very reasonable thing for Mubarak to do, and that should just calm this whole thing down and let him stay in power. Well, if you think about it, with 4 million people in the streets of Egypt demanding his resignation, Mubarak could not possibly win an honest election. It doesn't matter if he stands down or not. In an honest election, he's gone. He wasn't actually offering the people of Egypt anything they don't already have. And so the protesters said, no, we don't want you gone 6 months from now, give you 6 months to loot the country, or figure out some way to finagle, continuing in power, maybe canceling the elections. We want you gone now. And so, inevitably, and remember, we reported over the last couple of days that Israel was sending cargo planes full of crowd dispersal weapons into Egypt for Mubarak to use. And almost as soon as it became obvious that the freedom marchers in Egypt were not going to go for this thing of letting Mubarak stay until the end of his term, The thugs started coming out. There were Mubarak. Every time they grab one of these troublemakers, the looters throwing Molotov cocktails. I mean, peaceful marchers are being set on fire by these thugs. And every time one of them gets grabbed, he's carrying a state ID. I mean, we saw this before when all these, you know, in these G20 conferences where the local police will get into civilian clothing and they'll go out into the protest, they'll infiltrate and they'll cause trouble. So the media can say, oh, bad protesters, bad peace marchers, look how they're behaving. And Mubarak is doing the same thing. They're sending in men on horses, camels. I'm not kidding you. There was even a chariot right out of pharaonic Egypt, coming in with clubs and whips, just beating the people, throwing Molotov cocktails on them. And remember, Mubarak, when he said, I want to stay the next 6 months to finish up my term because I want to work for the reforms that you're demanding. Well, obviously, we are seeing with our own eyes what Mubarak's idea of reform is. Crush the people down even harder. And that's what's going on. So, you know, the Egyptian people are not stupid. They understand that Mubarak, you know, is just looking to stay in power and will say and do anything. The situation here is, you know, Mubarak's out there making these colorful speeches about how, say, he will die on Egyptian soil. And if I were Mubarak, I'd be worried about getting out of Egypt alive, you know, with these little, as bad as things are getting there. But so it's really a bad omen. Mubarak's police and civilian clothes are going in and trying to cause violence. And what's rather interesting is to see the American media try and portray Mubarak's agents provocateurs as somehow indicating a division among the general population. And they're literally saying, well, you know, I guess this group wants Mubarak to go, but there's this other group over here, and they want him to stay. And shouldn't we be listening to them? And they're trying to basically portray them as an equivalent group. In other words, you know, it's 50-50. Well, this half wants Mubarak to go, and this other half that just showed up, they want Mubarak to stay. And if you actually are looking at the photos, I mean, there's 4 million want Mubarak to go, and they've had a couple of hundred show up who make a point of creating a ruckus in front of the TV cameras. And the American media is trying to claim that this represents the other half. Remember when Nixon used to do that whole silent majority crap? When you had all these anti-war protests all across America, and Nixon got up there and said, well, yeah, they're protesting against the war, but, you know, they're just making a lot of noise. And they don't represent the real feeling of America, because out there is the silent majority who support the war and support the killing and support the napalm and support American kids dying over there in Southeast Asia. But they don't, you know, they just work obediently and they pay their taxes and we never hear from them. But they're out there, and I know they're out there, and they're the majority, and they're what the country really wants. And it was nonsense. We knew it was nonsense. Nixon was full of manure, and so is the current media. Now, what's really interesting, of course, is that Anderson Cooper was out there trying to sell this idea that, they're equal match on both sides. There's just as many people want Mubarak to stay as want him to go. And then some of Mubarak's thugs came up and attacked the CNN crew. And didn't talk, didn't say anything, just came up and just started hitting. That's what they've been told to do. Go out there, cause mayhem. Sticks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, fists, whatever. Now, apparently somebody has breached the Great Wall, the cyber wall of Egypt, because email is now going in and out of Egypt. And I've gotten a couple of emails from people inside Egypt who are, first of all, well aware that the American people's attitude toward the protesters is 180 degrees out of phase with the U.S. government. So when they talk about the Egyptian protesters angry with the U.S. over a lack of support, they're talking about the U.S. government. They understand that the American people, because of the founding principles of the United States of America, are very much supportive of the freedom marchers and their desire to be free of a dictator from the last 30 years. But what these emails are telling me, you probably heard all these stories over the last couple of days about how, oh, golly gee whiz, all these prisoners are escaping from the prisons. Well, what we're getting from inside Egypt is it wasn't an escape. Mubarak has released all these people in the prisons and just said, you are free, charges dropped, sentenced, end, as long as you will go out and beat up the protesters, the freedom marchers. So that's where they're getting a lot of these people who are committing these acts of violence with the Molotov cocktails onto the protesters. They're prisoners. You know, they're the people that should be locked up. And Mubarak has let them go free in order to help lock up the people who are trying to work within the system for a positive change. So that's what we're getting from the ground out there. So we're getting all these reports about all this violence that is being directed against the peace marchers by Mubarak. And the American media is absolutely trying to spin it that this represents, at least half the Egyptian people want Mubarak to stay. And it's a con job. If they wanted Mubarak to stay, where were they for the last week? Why did they show up, you know, as soon as Mubarak's attempt to bluff his way to finish his term cratered? It's like a switch was thrown. And they have reported, you know, Al Jazeera, which is continuing to provide the best coverage of all of these events going on there, was saying these pro-Mubarak protesters were being driven into the gathering areas in government trucks. It doesn't get any more obvious than that. In one case, they were being escorted by uniformed Mubarak police, and they're all chanting Mubarak stay, and you know, it's very obvious. These are paid, hired thugs, or they're prisoners released from jail, and said, you can go home and become a criminal again, and we won't say anything about it as long as you will pound on the freedom marches. So that's what's going on. Now, a more alarming story, as you're aware, we reported yesterday on the crowd dispersal weapons sent by Israel to Egypt. We are now hearing that apparently Benjamin Netanyahu has offered, we don't know if it's been accepted, but Netanyahu has offered the head of Egypt's intelligence services to send these squads of what are called Misra Ravim, which are special units that Israel trains. They are Israelis who look like Arabs. They go out and get tan, they grow beards, and they're infiltration units. And these are the people that Israel will send into places like Palestine or to other countries in the region to cause trouble that Israel can then use to say, oh, well, we must respond and we must invade and we must attack and we must kill. So basically, Israel is offering to send these people down into Egypt to infiltrate the protest movement and target and kill the natural leaders that are standing up and keeping this thing going. And they may have already done so because we are getting reports of gunfire in the streets of Cairo. The government insists they're not doing it. The army is saying they're not doing it. The Egyptian people, by and large, I think their rate of gun ownership is only about 2%. They're more of sword type people, and they're, you know, a lot of them are carrying swords, which probably not the best idea. But apparently these Israeli death squads, you know, may be down there operating. And if the people of Egypt, if the Egyptian freedom marchers catch one of these guys and identify him and confirm before the world that Mubarak has Israelis in the streets of Cairo killing Egyptians, the whole Mideast will explode. That is a betrayal, a treason that nobody will stand for. The British certainly didn't stand for it when Charles I did the exact same stunt. They cut his head off. I mean, this is the greatest of the great crimes that a ruler can pull against his own people, to invite an enemy nation to come in and help suppress a rebellion. Alrighty, so, alright, I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and we'll take John in Ohio real quick before the end of this break. John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I agree. I'm one of those Americans who support wholeheartedly the protest, but I see a possible very a dangerous weakness in it, in that they're not identifying the puppet masters. And on globalresearch.ca, Professor Chu Sadowski brought this out pretty clearly, that if you don't identify the United States, Israel, the IMF, all of the real hand in the glove of the puppet masters, then they have their fallback plans, their fallback puppets, just as they had with Bush and Cheney, with Mr. Hope and Change Obama. He was able to continue and defuse the anger against the Bush-Cheney administration.
Okay, John, I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go. We ought to take a break. I am not able to hear your end of the conversation because it keeps cutting in and out. I'll respond to what I think it is you said after these words from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And responding back to John's commentary about puppets and backup puppets, and we know that one of the reasons the entire world is on the verge of revolution is because too many nations are being run by puppet rulers that serve a central empire. It's not unlike the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago, where Rome basically controlled the entire world, but each of the provinces sort of maintained their own national identity, and they had their own governor, except the governor was working for Rome and not for their own people. Pontius Pilate in Judea is a good example. So the issue here, though, is that in the aftermath of these revolts, it's not always a given that the puppet will be put in. The only time that puppets get put in is if the revolution is manufactured to put that puppet in, such as the 1953 overthrow of the government of Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran that put in the Shah. But then the real revolution in 1979 that threw the Shah out put in the Ayatollahs, and they were nobody's puppet. So that's why everybody is really afraid about what's going on in Egypt, because we had this Mubarak who was put into power with a lot of outside intelligence support from the West, and he's buddy-buddy with Israel. Israel's now saying, oh, he's the cornerstone of our peace, treaties in the Mideast, and without him there'll be chaos and there'll be war, so... And they keep going on and on. when Mubarak falls, it is looking like al-Baradei stands the best chance of forming the new government of Egypt, and Israel does not like him, because when al-Baradei was head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN watchdog for nuclear arms to enforce the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, al-Baradei refused to go along with the lie that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, refused to go along with claims that Iran was building weapons of mass destruction. Al-Baradei was pushing for Israel to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and allow inspections of their nuclear facilities, which Israel steadfastly refused. And so Israel does not believe al-Baradei is a reliable, in terms of subservience to Israel, as certain other people they'd like to put in there. Now, right now, in order to try and put the worst possible spin on things, the American media is now taking to really hammering on this idea of the Muslim Brotherhood. That, yeah, we're supposed to believe in will of the people and consent of the governed, but by golly, that Muslim Brotherhood is out there. By the way, this is a rebranding. This is the same people that they used to call Al-Qaeda, but too many people around the world are now aware that Al-Qaeda in Arabic slang means toilet, and they're laughing and giggling and sniggering, so somebody in the PR department said, okay, well, we got to change the name. Al-Qaeda is out. We'll call them the Muslim Brotherhood. There's no possibility of confusion. And we'll say, ooh, bad Muslim Brotherhood. And it was rather interesting to me. I was going out and posting on some other websites and media outlets, seeing all of these people, the megaphonies and the paid PR shills and everybody who's out there saying, well, you know, yeah, we, you know, will of the people and democracy is all well and good, but what if they decide they want to be Islamic? It's their country. It's their right to be Islamic. The people of Egypt have as much right to be Islamic as Americans have a right to be Christian or Jewish or whatever. That, too, is a core principle from the founding of the United States of America. No religion has precedent. No religion is favored. No religion is persecuted. The idea that Egypt might decide to go Islamic is their business and none of your concern. Now, I understand that Israel's all upset about it because they're feeling threatened by all the enemies they have around there. But I think maybe now is a good time to understand that if Israel is surrounded by enemies, it's because Israel has worked hard to create enemies all around it. Last year with Turkey, Turkey was one of Israel's stalwart friends, and then all of a sudden Israel goes out and attacks the aid flotilla in international waters, kills a bunch of Turkish citizens, refuses to apologize, tries to claim, oh, well, they're all terrorists and they're bad and we're good and we smell sweet and they stink. And of course, Turkey gets very upset and says, okay, well, we're not friends with anybody who's just going to gun our people down in international waters, thereby showing a heck of a lot more courage than the U.S. government. And now, with Mubarak on the way out, you know, Israel's in a panic. And in Israel's view, everybody else in the world ought to completely change their foreign policy and even their core beliefs of their nation to accommodate Israel's needs. Israel needs a dictator in Egypt. Therefore, in Israel's view, we should drop the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights into the shredder. Now, pay no attention to that nasty consent of the governed and will of the people stuff, because by golly, the issues are too important for Israel to let a silly little thing like, you know, America's founding principles get in the way. And what is really sickening is how many people in the American government, John McCain, are going along with this idea that, yeah, it's all well and good to talk about consent of the governed and everything, but, you know, these issues are really important, and we've got to protect Israel, even if it means completely discarding the very principles on which this nation were founded. These people are talking high treason like it's just the thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. And it's just absolutely angering here to watch this happen. All right, we got to take another break. George in Texas, I know you're waiting to come on. As soon as we come back from commercials, we will go and take your phone call. So thank you for waiting. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Okay, I guess we're back on the air here, and we're going to go to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, happy Global Warming Day. It's near freezing here.
Yeah, it is everywhere. My brother in Matthew, my brother in New Hampshire, Matthew, is sending me all these photos. He's just taken outside of his front door, and it's just amazing there. The snow's up to the bottom of the stop signs and everything.
Well, you know, the thing is, those rolling blackouts this morning. You know, Now I got to go underneath the house and repair my pipes because they all bursted because the well went down, and when these rolling blackouts and the pipes froze, and I got to replace all the pipes.
Oh man, that has got to hurt. You know, when the power goes out and you're worried about your pipes, you got to turn on the faucets just a little tiny bit so the water is running, and it gives the ice someplace to go when it expands, which is what causes the bursting. You know, God, that is terrible. I wonder if this electrical company, look how much damage they've done to the people of Texas. You know, because of these EPA-mandated limits on greenhouse gases to fight global warming, and it's idiocy. It's complete idiocy. They're so disconnected from the real world. But this is where the money is and where the push for global government is, and, you know, it's a joke, and I feel sorry for all those people in Texas who are having to deal with this stuff.
Well, here's the thing is, I'm hooked up to a well. When the power goes out, my well goes out, and there's nowhere for the water to go, which is the problem. That's why my pipes bursted.
Yeah, and yeah, I when I was a kid in New Hampshire, we had well water as well, and yeah, it was a big issue to make sure that you didn't have problems in the winter. Yeah, it's an ugly, ugly situation. We'll probably get more phone calls like that. I'm getting emails. Apparently, there are already deaths in Texas attributed to the cold, attributed to the rolling blackouts. Somebody got caught in the bad place and froze to death. Remember, earlier this winter, we had these stories about pensioners in Great Britain who literally got whited out in their own garden in the back of their own home, couldn't find their way back to the back door, and literally froze to death in their backyard. It's horrible.
Well,
and to see Al Gore get up there and still trying to go on there and say, oh, trust me, the global warming makes cold weather. And to see, you know, organizations carry him as straight news without even questioning the ludicrousness of this whole claim, it's just amazing, and it's tragic, and it's really very, very sad.
Well, here's the thing. I called the state legislature this morning. They were inundated with calls. People were very, very upset. And when I called the power company and the Electric Liability Council of Texas, I couldn't get a straight answer. And I saw, like, point out the flaw to them, and that was that they're saying, well, we need the emergency operation centers in the counties and the government and the firehouses and the hospitals, they need that electricity. I'm like, well, don't most of these places have backup systems already in place? So, where's the logic in that?
Well, you know, the issue is, I mean, under the very best possible interpretation, because I've heard a couple of different variations of the story of why the blackouts happened. And one, they're saying, well, we've got to protect the grid from overload. Well, where, you know, aren't you planning for the future? Aren't you building infrastructure to meet the reasonable demands? You know, or is the solution to go on saying, well, you've got to make do with less here because, you know, we got to raise the bill and you got to live with less. And why aren't you using more compact fluorescents? And then they discover out in California that it winds up actually costing people a lot more to use those because they burn out so quick. And now we have this idea of, you know, rolling blackouts in Texas is actually causing physical damage to homes with the pipes and the plumbing and all these other issues. And the one thing that really annoys me about all of this so-called green, environmental, global warming thinking is that they don't think. They never think any of these things through to the end, what are going to be the consequences. They get an idea that sounds good in a soundbite, and they go with it. And they put it out in the media, and they sell it, they sell it, they sell it, they sell it. And then when the backlash and disaster happens, they go, oh, well, that wasn't my department anyway. And they just run off to their next political appointment. And it really is, it's absolutely stupid. Now, the three stories that I have heard about the rolling blackouts, one is that it's simply more of the Enron kind of gains, that somebody wants to convince the Texans they have to pay more for electricity to avoid the rolling blackouts, because that's what they did in California. The second story, of course, is simply saying that the grid is not able to handle the surge in demand because of the very, very harsh winter, which nobody prepared for because we were all being told it was global warming. And then the third story I heard was that the blackouts were actually caused because of these EPA-mandated limits on how much greenhouse gas the power stations can put out. If they go over that limit, there's all these fines and everything that come into play. And the power stations, rather than pay those fines and lose money, simply pulled the plug. And that was their solution here. And so literally what we're looking at is this insane idea that the State of Texas Power Commission is fighting global warming by letting Texans freeze in their homes.
Well, like I gotta say, I heard Enron executives laughing about the blackouts. But you know, the thing is, we had a hot summer and we had the air conditionings going, so I don't really get it.
Well, I don't either, although I know that for certain kinds of electrical heater, they actually take more electricity than the air conditioners. But I really don't think it has an issue with demand. And if it does, you know, again, this is a failure by government and by industry to meet the needs of the people. They're taking care of themselves, just dandy. But as far as the people, sorry, you're going to have electricity only in alternating hours. And again, this is exactly the same kind of stuff the people of Egypt have been living with for the last couple of years that has driven them to rebellion.
Well, talking to somebody in Russia, they used to have rolling blackouts all the time.
Oh, yeah, they did under the USSR. That was a constant thing. They were doing all, rather than spend the money to take care of the people, they were trying all kinds of tricks, different phasing on the electricity. There was one experiment where they tried to just lower the voltage a little bit across an entire area to see if they could save money that way, and they wound up burning out all the electric motors in the area. And again, anybody who was an electrical engineer would have told them, no, if you lower the voltage going into these motors, they're gonna burn out. But politicians don't like to listen to people who are dealing with reality, because politicians are dealing totally in soundbite and propaganda and the news clip and whatever is going to make them look good for the next election. And past that, not my problem.
Well, I just hope these rolling blackouts is one more step toward Texas independence.
I absolutely think that this will probably fuel it along here, and, you know, good for the Texans to be independent. As I understand it, the United States Supreme Court ruled that Congress did not actually have the legal right to annex Texas by joint resolution. And there needed to be a treaty of annexation with the people of Texas, just like there was supposed to be a treaty of annexation with the people of Hawaii. But this government breaks the law all the time to grab pieces of land. You know, not unlike what Israel does to Palestine. Oh, you're part of our country now, and you're part of our country now. And oh, out there, we'll take a little piece of that too. And it's the same thing all over again. And yes, I think Texas should secede. I think Hawaii should become a republic. We've had enough of this grand imperial federal government, and the longer we support it, the worse our lives get, and the stupider they act, between sacrificing our homes to prop up the banks and now freezing Texans to fight global warming. It's just we're in George Orwell territory. Freezing is warming, trust us.
Well, I tell the EPA, take your carbon footprint theory and just shove it. All right. Good day, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot now. And we're going to switch to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. It's on your mind.
Okay, I'm going to throw two words out to you, and I'll explain why. Trial run, or two other words, beta test.
On what?
And the reason is, when I hear these talk about the rolling blackouts, I'm wondering if this might be some attempt by whoever's doing this, whoever's in control of doing this, to see if they can actually do it and get away with it. And what I'm talking about is, I remember the article came out some time ago about how they were trying to put this legislation in place to be able to control the amount of electricity that individuals could use during peak hours with this new software through the new electric meters that would allow them remote access to be able to actually turn off various things because of this new piece of equipment that
would be... Yeah, the remotely controlled thermostats and things like that, yeah.
You think I'm off base here, or you think there might be something to this?
It's possible. I wouldn't rule it out. But in the end, what this is going to do, I don't think this is going to convince people that they need to go with smart, remotely controlled systems that are run by the government, because after all, this is the government that told us all Saddam had nuclear weapons. This is the government that's been telling us about global warming, and we're in the midst of this really harsh winter. You know, with a success record like that, why would we ever trust the government to say and decide anything for us ever again? 1976, mandated flu vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu did. And I don't think anybody's going to be convinced by blackouts that they need to let the government have more control over their lives. I think rolling blackouts are just going to send the message the government doesn't know how to make the country work anymore. They've spent too much time partying with their buddies in Israel and Wall Street, and they're completely out of touch with America. They don't know how to make it work. And we have, you know, when you have a government that's made up entirely of politicians and lawyers, of course they're clueless. They don't know anything about plumbing. They don't know anything about electricity. They don't know anything about what makes a nation actually work. All they know how to do is make laws, collect taxes, and spend it on their cronies.
Exactly. It'd be like like a software programmer trying to come out here and tell me how to deal with horses, you know. I've done learn. I don't believe anything government says. Everything they touch, they destroy.
Absolutely. I mean, if the government told me it was going to be a sunny day tomorrow, I would have to take a raincoat out of pure moral imperative.
Exactly. Hey, man, thanks a lot. Sure you got other callers. I'm out. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much, Lee. We do have other callers. We're going to go to Vince in Montana. Aloha, Vince. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. I want to talk about Egypt for a second. I appreciate the fact that you broadcast that report about the Israelis bringing in three plane loads of chemical crowd dispersants. The other morning on George Nori, he had a his father is Egyptian. He's Lebanese. He had a pretty well-spoken Egyptian person on that said that Hosni Mubarak is in Sharm el-Sheikh, and he is being protected by Israeli soldiers in, at the Winter Palace down there right now. He doesn't trust his own army enough to provide his own security. So the Israelis are securing him down there at the bottom of the Sinai. Because nobody's asking, where is Hosni Mubarak? Is he in Cairo? No, he's not in Cairo. He's down in Sharm el-Sheikh. But when the Israelis start flying in plane loads of chemical agents to use on the crowd, one has to be reminded of the 1967 war when it is alleged that the Israelis sprayed the Egyptian Air Force with LSD-25 and took them on the ground.
It's entirely possible. I mean, Israel has shown absolutely no interest in conforming to international standards regarding chemical and biological weapons. We know they were using white phosphorus on civilians during Operation Cast Lead. It's reported that the tear gas that Israel has given to Mubarak is CS, which is banned by international treaty. Didn't stop the U.S. government from using it on that church full of women and children down in Waco, Texas, because after all, that wasn't a war, therefore the rules don't apply. But Israel has a long history of using these illegal weapons, and they do all this bioweapons research, and it would not surprise me at all that some of the stuff that is being sent down there is designed to just cause mayhem. And again, we have this other report now that Israel has offered and Egypt has possibly accepted the use of these special trained infiltration units that Israel maintains, where they look and dress and sound like Arabs, and they go into places and they cause trouble that is politically advantageous for Israel. And they may be at work now in Cairo, targeting and murdering the natural leaders that are coming out of this protest movement.
Well, you know, Mubarak has made strategic use of his police. He faced them down in classic phalanx fashion, snatch and grab, just classic police tactics for the first day. Then he pulls them back, puts them in plain clothes, and sends them out on loot and pillage against known members of the opposition, and causes them to pull back into defensive positions around their homes and to embrace the army to help protect them from the looters. This is aside from the fact that he cleared out four prisons and let them go. So he's playing on the mayhem. At the same time his troops clear out, the planes and the helicopters start appearing overhead. Even fighter jets are making passes over. So I look for those Israeli spray agents to be used from the aircraft soon, as soon as Mubarak pulls his minions out again and leaves the square to the protesters. I think
it's entirely possible. Right now, Mubarak's only chance at staying in power is to sell the idea that if he steps down, Egypt will break into chaos, and so he needs that absolute chaos to be happening in front of everybody, which is why he sent his people in with the camels and the sticks and the Molotov cocktails and everything. He needs the protest movement to look non-peaceful. Otherwise, people are going to be reminded of Gandhi. We've already got the police shooting into the crowd of praying protesters, which is a repeat of the Amritsar disaster. It's a public relations nightmare. And I'm sure that Israeli public relations experts are consulting with Mubarak about how best to demonize the freedom movement in the eyes of the world media, which is easy to do because, you know, Israel has subverted so much of the world's media to their own interests. And they do it, you know, with American money. The U.S. Congress sends all this money to Israel, and Israel sends it right back. We've documented how Israel literally bribes the prostitutes in the American media to always report the news in the way that Israel wants it reported. It's total control, total dictatorial control, covert, subversive dictatorial control over the media. And, that's why so many people are tuning into to Al Jazeera. It's the only place to get a fair and balanced view of the struggle of the Egyptian people.
Yeah, I've been watching it today in the rock war that's going on there. Boy, there's no need for gun control. I mean, these people are going at it with bricks and stones, and it's lethal. But
if the crowd goes down
and begins contemplating their navel, I think you can assume that they've been sprayed with LSD from the Israelis. I'm going to give one more thing. You know, you talked about the law of unintended consequences on these environmental movements. Let's just contemplate this for a moment. All of those CFC light bulbs that have been sold in California, everybody's mandated to go to the mercury-containing light bulbs. In the event of an earthquake, you're going to turn that place into a toxic waste zone.
You're absolutely right about that. And, I've been through a couple of bad quakes when I lived in California, and I remember during the Northridge earthquake that a lot of the lights did shatter. Just from the shock of bouncing on the floor, and the bulbs did shatter. And yeah, it would be a huge, huge toxic mess. But California's already discovered they cost more to use than the other kind. We'll be right back. Thank you for the phone call.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go with Chris in Canada. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, Chris has gone away here, and all right, that's all well and good here. We're almost at the top of this hour. We're going to say goodbye to our WWCR shortwave radio audience, and a reminder that if you want to listen to hour number two of my program, you can log into republicbroadcasting.org, and or you can basically get the listening link over in the right-hand column at whatreallyhappened.com, and you can continue to listen to our commentary and discussion as we move forward. Now, interestingly enough, getting back to the situation in Egypt, Tony Blair, he of the dodgy dossier, has now made a public statement where he is saying Mubarak is, and this is a direct quote, immensely courageous and a force for good. This is Tony Blair. So if you were wondering if he was completely insane, now you have your confirmation. He's out there. He's, you know, Israel has sent out the order around the world to all of their bitches. You will support Mubarak. We need Mubarak to stay. To heck with what the people of Egypt actually want. They don't count. All that counts is what Israel wants. What the people want? No. What Israel wants? Yes. And Tony Blair is basically proving that, you know, once he's owned by Israel, he's always owned by Israel. And, you know, Tony Blair's out there saying, you know, warning against, and I'm not kidding, he's not worried about a revolution. He's saying a rush to elections that might bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power. Isn't that the right of the Egyptian people to decide? Tony, you used to be the Prime Minister of Great Britain. You don't have a thing to say about Egypt. If the people of Egypt want to vote in a Muslim government, that is their right. The people of Egypt have as much right to be Muslim as the people of Great Britain have to be Christian or Jewish or Muslim or whatever. The reason the world is in such turmoil right now is because there are a couple of countries, whose names I shall not mention, who think it is their divine, God-given right to go in and mess around with everybody else's country, to change that country into something that's of use to them. That's how wars get started. And obviously, we're looking at the beginning of one right now, because I can tell you, the instant those protesters in Egypt arrest and identify an Israeli agent on the ground in Cairo, and word of that gets out, the whole Mideast is going to explode into violence. And everybody will be angry with Israel, and Israel will go, oh, what did we do? They just hate the Jewish people. You know, we're innocent. We're always victims, and blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, moving right on down here, let's see. Al Jazeera is doing a really good job of covering events in Egypt, as I said before. Their signal is being jammed in the Middle East. Apparently somebody with a field full of really big antenna dishes is sending up signals to various satellites over the Middle East to interfere with and jam Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is actually available in a great many countries around the world, except the United States. Very few cable operators are allowed to carry Al Jazeera because it upsets poor little Israel. But you can watch it online, and apparently online viewership of Al Jazeera has exploded by something like 2,000%. You know, people are just, you know, logging in because they can't get spin-free news from anywhere else right now. Watching our own media attempt to say that Mubarak's thugs represent the silent majority of Egypt, it would be funny if people weren't dying. We're going to take a station break. We'll be right back.
The next round of